and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice fills the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life settles in your soul. In your soul. In your soul. And the cowboys don't cry for sack instead of the cursed rough roads hauling their load, but they did their best to deliver them. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a rain.
Maybe that should be a state full of thrills. We're full of thrills, aren't we, guys? Well, here we are. We're the three amigos here. And I don't have you on the mic, buddy.
Right.
There he is.
We're back.
We're back. The three amigos.
Like a bad habit.
Yep.
Estamos aquí. Estamos aquí.
He's when, back.
When David and Terry. We'll have to learn that dance from the movie, huh?
There you go. There you go.
That's a Christmas card you don't want.
No doubt. So, what's happening in Jefferson?
Oh, a ton of stuff's happening in Jefferson. First of all, welcome, and we have Ashley, who is our new producer. Hi, Ashley. How are you, hon?
Good morning, Ashley.
Buenos dias, Ashley.
Hello.
Ashley is conceivably the nicest person I've ever met. I've never seen her not smile. Now she's smiling again.
Your standards are pretty low.
She's also one of the smartest people I've ever met.
You are absolutely right, Ashley.
And she's got a good comeback for everything. She'll fit in just fine.
The standards are very low.
And Jared is in here with us. He's sort of
keeping us out of trouble,
watching
too.
Stuff. And yeah, we're going to miss Jared. He's done a good job for us. And
thank you, Jared.
Thank you, Jared. We appreciate you, buddy.
Gracias, Jared. Gracias.
Well, let's have it in a different language.
Mille grazie, Jerry, per tutto che ha fatto per noi. Italian. Thank you for everything you've done for us. Portuguese, since we haven't done Portuguese. Muito obrigado, Jerry, per tutto che fiz por nós, tá?
How about German?
Vielen Dank für alles, was du gemacht für uns.
Gotta love it. Anyway, there is a lot going on in Jefferson, and I want to bring up a couple of quick things first that we have going. Wynn's got some stuff out here, but I want to get the announcements out of the way. First of all, tomorrow night at 2570 Bonneview Road, we are at our old digs, which is now our new digs, and
our new
Community Fellowship Church, I believe it's called, or Community Faith Church.
And they updated it for us.
They did. Yeah.
New carpet.
Yeah.
New chairs, all kinds of good stuff.
Yeah, that's kind of neat.
They knew we were coming back.
They did. And we have our Jefferson meeting as usual at 5:30, and at 6 o'clock tomorrow night, we will have Mark Muser, and he is the gentleman who is running on the Republican side for the Secretary of State, for candidate against Padilla, for candidate of Secretary of State, which is a good thing. And I see David's nodding his head going, whew! David likes that one. Anyway, he'll be there to live and in person. You can ask him your questions, and we want you to encourage everybody in the community that you know to come to this tomorrow night, because this is a very important position. As you know, the jurisdiction of the Secretary of State is voting.
Elections.
Yep. So it's very, very, very important.
Maybe we can ask him, or, you know, once he gets in there, just, you know, demand that he does a forensic audit.
Oh, yeah. That's been Wynn's thing, and he's absolutely correct about it. and every time you brought that up, these guys have said, yeah, we need to do that. Let's see if they do.
Yeah, they all acknowledge that it needs to be done. But we'll wait and see when they get into office if they're actually going to follow through with it. We need audits, forensic audits. That's where all the skeletons all are.
Amen to that. And also at 5:30, we have Chris Kellstrom, who will be basically giving you information. You new folks to Jefferson, you can come in at 5:30. We have a Jefferson meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris Kellstrom does what we call orientation. He'll have that. And then we will also have our regular Jefferson meeting where we're going to be talking about events like
mm-hmm.
the one we are having on Saturday, April 14th. That is next Saturday. It's at Anderson River Park. It is called the Jefferson Fest. It'll be from 12 noon to 8 p.m. It's free. Bring your kids. Bring your family. Bring your own chairs. Now, we're going to have live music. We're going to have laser tag. Great food vendors. We'll have beer and wine for those of you who want a little libation. We'll have games and crafts, face painting, balloons, balloon animals, not real animals, but balloon animals, and much, much more. It's going to be a lot of fun. It'll be from 12 noon to 8 p.m., and that's at Anderson River Park, Saturday, April the 14th. The Jefferson Fest come out. Last year's Jefferson Fest was a blast. So come on out there. The weather should be fine. Also, there we have in Trinity County on April the 20th, and this will be between 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. at the Trinity County Fairgrounds in Hayfork. We are going to be having a spaghetti feed. Kids are $4 and adults are $8. There'll be a dessert auction, a silent auction. There'll be a gun drawing. Also, there'll be a couple of people speaking. It's going to be a great time for everybody. It should be fantastic out there at the fairgrounds. That'll be on April the 20th. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., and that is Friday night, April the 20th, and that is in Trinity County at the Trinity County Fairgrounds in Hayfork. What you got there, Pappy?
Not much. I'm just looking at stuff to make sure that I don't forget as we're going through the process here.
Well, do we have the information on the shoot? I think we need the information on the shoot that the folks are doing in Tehama County.
Let me see if I have that.
If you've got the new messenger, it's in there.
That's what I thought. That's what I was kind of eyeballing, and for whatever reason, I'm not seeing what...
I know it's April the 28th.
Yes, it's at the end of the month. Yes. Oh, here we go.
There we go.
It's here. April 28th. It's called Liberty Shoot, hosted by Tehama Shooters Association and Tehama County Jefferson Committee. And it's going to be on Saturday, April 28th. Begins at 7 a.m. And then it's located at 26950 Manton Road, Red Bluff. So it's east of Red Bluff a little bit. So out on Manton Road. So they have their own facility out there. You can go out there and get signed up and get a hold of the committee in Tehama County. You can go to soj51.org, go to the committees, get on to Tehama County, and find their names and contact information there. And that's a good way to get signed up, get ready to go on that. And then, did you talk about the Trinity County?
I did.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I was reading when you were talking. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
All right, yep, I think we're good.
So you saw a good movie yesterday.
I did see a good movie yesterday.
And what was that movie?
I'm not going to tell you. I can only imagine. It was awesome. It was so good. And it got a standing ovation after the viewing yesterday.
Yeah, and if you guys go there with your wives, make sure you bring a box of Kleenex because she may want one too.
Yeah. There are some good tear-jerking moments in that movie.
What a great movie that was. Oh, my gosh. You talk about a heartfelt movie, and some you could take the whole family to and have a great feeling when you leave.
Yep. And it's based on the lead singer from Mercy Me, and his name is Bart Millard, and where the song I Can Only Imagine came from and how his life up to the point of when he wrote it, and it's pretty good. He had some troubled things going on in his life.
Oh, man.
And it was all out of his control. You know, it was nothing that he was doing. It was just, you know, starting from childhood on up and a lot of things he had to deal with. But it was good just to show how human he is and was at that time and how he is now and what's going on in their life. But it was a very good movie. Well done. And,
yeah.
And Dennis Quaid plays in it.
Was he good or what?
I always like the movies he's in, uh-huh. And I like him as an actor. He made you not like him at all.
I know.
he made you want to reach up on the screen and throttle him a couple times. But, you know, that's the art of being a good actor. So he did a good job.
What we're going to do here, Ross, we know you're hanging on the line there, buddy, but we're going to get back to you. We're going to do a quick break here. And when we get done with the break, we'll come back to you. So hang on, Ross. Ross has some interesting radio and news media information about how they're trying to stop conservative radio.
They wouldn't do that.
Time has come, my friend.
For 51.
51 estados.
Sí.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit alohedrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
At Sniper Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, with your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, we'll subtract $100, plus we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer, not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see our store for complete details. Sniper Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision-crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast, friendly service, reasonably priced eyewear, and veterans discounts are our specialty at Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today. We look forward to serving you.
We having fun yet? I think so.
Good song.
Very good song.
You don't have to move out of town.
Trish Yearwood.
Just help me, Lord, if I'm. You don't have to move out of stumble and block. Just show me the way.
Well, let's find the way around it. And we've got Ross Jones on
up
the
in
line.
The
he is up in the
mountains.
And he's trying to find a way around it, I think, right now, aren't you, buddy, with what CBS
I
did?
I am. You know, the movement to silence conservatives must be curtailed, or the country that we love will cease to exist. Right now, the Voice of Freedom Radio has been on the air out of Alturas, California, for nearly 7 years. A conservative bastion covering Northern California, Southern Oregon, and nearly all the way to the coast. The owners of ACFJ Radio have decided that they want to become an affiliate of CBS. And in order to do that, they are being required to terminate the Voice of Freedom radio show and even attempting to terminate the Rush Limbaugh show. We're asking our listeners to support us and send letters to KCFJ 570 AM, Post Office Box 580, Alturas 96101. Attention, Mr. Bill Hansen. The The Voice of Freedom Radio has supported the Jefferson movement proudly for nearly 7 years. Yeah, we've posted banners along 299. One of our noteworthy banners is the billboard-sized banner backlit at night in Canby, California. It's a shame that the citizens of the United States are allowing the progressives to shut down our voice. I don't know how better to put it.
Hey, Ross, can you give us that address one more time real quick, please?
Sure. It's KCFJ 570 AM, Post Office Box 580, Alturas, California, 96101. And it should be addressed to attention Bill Hansen, who is the manager.
Okay. Now, what's the date and timeline that this is supposed to happen?
It has happened.
Oh, but
we were supposed to broadcast on the 14th, and we were told as of the 6th that we would no longer be able to broadcast.
Oh, wow.
All right. And it's criminal in my viewpoint insofar as we were a bastion. We covered areas from southern Oregon, parts of Idaho, parts of Nevada, parts of Arizona. We covered a large area. And now those people no longer hear the conservative voice.
So what did they put in place?
It's just basically music.
Oh, so
it's the CBS agenda that just wants to alleviate any right-wing talk show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because, as a matter of fact, we're going to go to him here in a second, Ross. We have Mark Baird on the other line. We're going to go to him in just a second. But
God bless that man.
Oh, he's amazing. But the thing about Mark is that he – Mark, are you there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here.
I want you to – because a lot of people – Ross has brought up conservative talk radio and the word conservative. Can you give people the real definition of conservative? That isn't some guy who is so far to the right that he's off the rails. But give people your definition of conservative and the definition of conservative. Go ahead, buddy.
Well, the definition of conservative is as Edmund Burke started that, coined that phrase, and it means someone who wants to conserve their liberty. And that's what I am. I want to conserve liberty. I don't associate with a political party because, quite frankly, we found them in our search for liberty in Jefferson. We found both political parties to be liars and crooks. And the only thing they're interested in is hanging on to their own power. CBS is part of that infrastructure. The fact that at our radio stations, we're getting rid of CBS. And I'll tell you, I'm getting flack from the DJ. Well, CBS is the news. And I said, it's the liar's news. And I won't have it played on my air anymore. So we're going to change to a conservative news. And you can do that. And also, I question the wisdom of that decision. Because, first of all, what do you gain by being a CBS affiliate? It's not like they give you money. I mean, what they do is they make you play a lot of their commercials for nothing during your broadcast day. They don't pay you an annuity or a royalty, or you don't get anything for being a CBS affiliate. In fact, it costs you money. So I question the wisdom of making that change just to get CBS. I don't see any gain from that. And there's SRN News, there's Fox News, there are several news services you can get that are both cheaper than CBS and tell the truth, or at least more truth than CBS tells. I question all news outlets anymore. I think people will have to be responsible to find the truth themselves, because you certainly don't get it much from the media in general. But I urge people to complain, because, quite frankly, without the listeners, there is no point in the advertisers putting their spots on the air on that station. If they don't have people listening and going to those places that advertise, then why on earth would you want the radio station? And I have to tell you, as a rural radio listener, I really don't care about what CBS has to say that New York wants. or that Los Angeles or San Francisco wants. And we know for a fact in Jefferson that CBS never gets out to find the truth. They write stories from their desk in New York, and they make it up as they go along. And we run into that 100 times. So, you know, folks, look, there have been a couple of people, liberals lately, that say the second civil war is coming to America. Now, the reason they say it is because they are hooked on the socialist agenda, that progressive agenda, the fundamental change that Barack Obama bragged about bringing to America, and he did fundamentally change America into a socialist nation. We have a president who's trying to undo some of that, moderately successful in some areas, failing in other areas, but if we want any measure of liberty, we need to support liberty where we can find it. And that includes in your own backyard, because if you're not willing to fight for what happens in your own backyard, then how do you think you're going to fight the national battle or even the state level battle? One of our United States senators was joking on Twitter that she wished for the death of the president of the United States.
Yeah, I heard that. I
thought that was a pretty funny joke.
Terrible.
We have a state's attorney general who's in violation of the Constitution, in violation of United States code. We have a governor who supports lawlessness. We have mayors of major cities in California who are not only aiding and abetting criminals, but they promote lawlessness in the form of sanctuary cities and pre-warning. The mayor of Oakland warned a bunch of criminal illegal aliens that ICE was coming to pick them up. Some of them went out, committed more crimes, and got picked up in the secondary action from committing additional crimes after she warned them that they were about to be arrested. You know, I just have to ask you all, do you have a line in the sand? Do you even know what that means? Do you know what Colonel Travis did at the Alamo? Do you know what is that line in the sand? What does that mean to you? Do you have one? Are you willing to fight for what you believe in at all? Or you know, as a paycheck is okay, and gosh, it's just not too hard to live here, and yeah, gas is coming back up to $4 a gallon pretty quick, but you know, gee, I don't know what I can do about it. I guess nothing, so I won't try. And yeah, they're kind of taking my gun rights, but if I stay under the radar, maybe they won't get mine. And, you know, it's okay that we are paying for the highest illegal alien population in the United States, and we have the highest poverty rate in the United States and the most draconian personal freedoms in the United States. And we're number 49 in education, and we have the highest poverty rate in the United States. And, you know, because it really doesn't, you know, it's not really affecting me today. And, you know, my kids will probably move out of state anyway, so it may not affect them either. And you know, where do you stand on these things? Because I loved one thing that came out of that Lavoie Finicum deal, and his wife had these T-shirts made, and my wife loves hers. And it says, if you don't stand for something, or it says it matters how you stand, is what it says.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, country music is one of my choices. I listen to classic rock and country, but there's this one country song that says, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything.
Ross, did you want to add something,
that's
Ross?
The truth that liberty-minded
well,
people
you mentioned
are trying to tell you right
really
now.
Good
you
point.
Don't stand for
Lavoie
something,
Finicum.
You'll fall for anything. And it is a great fall.
Do you realize that the monument, the site where he was shot and killed, has been totally destroyed?
That's I believe that. That doesn't surprise me. You know, the arrogance and criminality of the Oregon state governor, that doesn't surprise me a bit. You know, to tell you the truth, I should be shocked at that kind of news, but I'm not shocked. Those things don't shock me anymore, and that's pretty shocking, don't you think?
No, I agree wholeheartedly, and God bless you, Mark. I appreciate everything you've done. We've been friends for a number of years, and I hope we can continue to be friends.
Well, I urge people to write the station management because I'm in radio, so I know how it works, and I'm really not sure where that decision is based. You don't get money from CBS. Well, in fact, what you get is you get to give them a bunch of free airtime, and you get to do affidavits where you prove that you played all the commercials they mandate you played, and you get to have news that's a bunch of lies. I just don't see the advantage in that.
Because I was not aware of this situation completely, except that the owners of the station, KCFJ, are based in Los Angeles.
Oh, there you go.
Hey, guys, we're going to...
I think Jerry's got it right.
Yeah, guys, I think we have to go to a break here pretty quick. And, Ross, thank you very much, buddy.
Thank you for allowing me the time.
Well, no, you're awesome.
Really appreciate it.
Thank you for what you've done on the radio program. Thank Doug Knox for us. What a wonderful guy he is, a patriot. And we're going to head off to a break. Mark, can you stay with us? And, folks,
yeah, I can.
If you want to call in, the phone number is 530-605-4567. 605-4567, and time has come.
51.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory-smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
David and I are grinning. We're watching Gwen move to the music.
We gotta put some Mexican music next time. See how you move.
Macarena?
No, you gotta put Banda Machos or Banda.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, you guys.
Cartel music.
Great. I'd be running.
Anyways, Mark, you still there, buddy? Mark, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Okay. Can you hear me?
We can now, yes.
We can hear you now.
We know that, just folks, just so you know, a lot of times when people are on the lines on their phones, not here, but on their phones, sometimes it's difficult to hear one another. So
that's why they end up talking over each other, because they don't hear each other speaking. And it's not good. Just the way it is right now.
But it is what it is.
Yep.
And also, Mark, we have Terry G. on the other line. Terry G., is this you, darling?
Hello.
It is Terry G.
Good morning, Terry. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good.
Well, I thought this morning's conversation was very timely because there is a new Jefferson show on K-High Radio from 10 to 11 every Sunday, and we're urging people to call in. It's called the State of Jefferson Hour. It's K-High 950 AM, 104.5 FM, and you can listen in on your computer. And the phone number is 885-3565. And this morning, a new series is going to start, which I will be co-hosting with Paul Gallo from Placer County, and it's going to be telling people the state of Jefferson, where we started and how we got to where we are today. The other thing I wanted to tag on was in this conversation with Ross and Mark Baird, and I don't know if many people realize, but a perfect example of biased reporting by the media was when MSNBC's anchor Mickey Brzezinski was criticized for biased reporting, and what she said is, our job is to control what people think. So I think that's a perfect example of what we're seeing in today's media world, and it's very unfortunate.
Kind of ironic that was the first time she was honest.
Yeah, right, right. So anyway, and also we have hopefully an event, a big event, for we're going to invite all 23 counties. I want people to mark the date. Saturday, May 5th, we feel that it's time for all of the counties and all the Jeffersonians to gather. I will have more information hopefully by the end of this week, and we'll call in on your radio show, and we'll be getting the word out shortly. We're trying to confirm that we do in fact have the venue. And it's just going to be a great gathering for Jefferson. And Mark Baird has already committed to be one of the speakers that day. So stay tuned for more on that.
Well, Terry, can you give one more time the call letters on the radio? And can you? And you gave a phone number, but you didn't give an area code. Could you do that?
It's K-High Radio, 950 AM. 104.5 FM, and the phone number is 885-3565, and we broadcast from 10 to 11 a.m. every Sunday.
Is that a 530 area code?
Yes, excuse me. Yes, it is 530.
Okay. Hey, can I add something to that, Terry?
Sure.
If the people listening today, if you value these programs, support the advertisers that support those stations, because that's how they live and breathe. They sell advertising to businesses, and when you support those businesses and you make sure that you tell them, hey, I listened to the Jefferson program, that's how I heard about your business, and that's why I'm in here, not necessarily even because I want any of your product or I just have to have it. I'm in here to support you because you support a program I really enjoy. Say that to people, because that's how a station knows that their advertising is working, and that's how we can hang on to these programs.
And something else
and
I want to...
Very good point. And in fact, that's something you're reminding me that I need to say today, and it's very true. And we've been very happy that we've been able to secure numerous advertisers for the show.
Well, good for you, and God bless you, Terry.
Okay, you guys have a good day.
Thank you, Terry.
Carry on. It's another great day in Jefferson.
Thank you, Terry.
Amen, Terry.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
One thing I want to add to that is also, guys, fly your flags, use your signs, put up banners, make your own signs, get the word out, wear your gear. You know, there is nothing like a conversation starter, and that's the gear that you buy and you wear. You know, also the signs that we put out everywhere. And another great thing that we can all do is we need to get these brochures we have. We have a universal brochure we use throughout Jefferson and throughout all our counties. And this brochure is great. If you hand somebody that, it takes about 5 minutes to read it. It's very pithy. It's nice because you can do it, you know, you can go through it and get a good idea of what Jefferson's all about within just a few minutes. So I just encourage you all to do that. By the way, Mark, do you have any thoughts on any of that?
Well, no, that's true. I mean, know your subject. In other words, if you're talking to your neighbors about this or they're commenting about your bumper sticker, your license plate frame, it's kind of funny. When I go through the bug station from shopping in Oregon because I won't pay California's extortion money.
oh, man.
and you go through the bug station, the guys at the bug station, they see that Jefferson license plate frame, they say welcome home, and they wave you through. I mean, people are starting to know what it is we're saying. And let me tell you, we don't have any help from political parties. We don't have any help from the news media. We don't have any big corporate sponsors. We don't have any political parties that are helping us. This is grassroots, folks. This is me, you, your neighbors, your family, people you talk to in your family in Southern California, people you used to go to school with. That's how this word is spreading. We get zero help from conservative news outlets, from liberal ones. We get zero. Whenever we get a story, it's usually a lie. Usually the stories about Jefferson lead off with in white Northern California. That's how they start.
Well, do you know what? Hey, Mark, with that, your perfect point on that, because what's going on down in Southern California right now?
Which thing? The border?
The border control, the non-sanctuary. Well, they're all coming to the table right now here. What are we in? We're in April. And who did this back in 2017?
Tehama County.
It was Tehama County. It was the very first county. And then Siskiyou County. And then Shasta County.
A non-sanctuary resolution as well. And there are many Northern California cities and counties that have signed that.
Right. Lincoln and Calusa and Anderson.
We get zero. We get zero.
Not one mention on that national map. Not one mention from any of the media. Not one mention. We were already ahead of the game. We saw it coming. We understood the impact of it.
To tell you the truth, I mean, so what it is proof that we are the forgotten part of California.
That's
right. We have no representation. We will never have any unless we go out in the public forum and take it.
That's right.
What we're doing, folks. You look at Jonas Clark and his Minutemen on Lexington Green, April 19th, 1775. Do you know what they were doing? They were making the first statement that we're not going to take it anymore.
That's right.
And they were willing to die for that statement. And John Adams said, liberty must be protected at all hazard. You have a right to it derived from your maker. And even if that were not true, it was bought and purchased for you by your fathers with their ease, their estates, their blood, and their treasure. Are we less than those people? Are we not as courageous? Do we lack the common intelligence? Do we lack the information? Do we lack the knowledge that they have? Do we lack the backbone? I say no. I say we have everything we need to make this happen. We just need to get people to stand up and draw that line in the sand and demand liberty.
You're right.
Amen.
One other quick thing I wanted to mention about that, Mark, when you talk about how we're alone, not even the people that that represent us or claim to represent us. A good example of that was the new video press release that was done with Jim Nielsen and Doug LaMalfa in Oroville talking about the sanctuary state and how Jim Nielsen's against that. Well, you know, where were you a year ago, Mr. Nielsen? And not only that, but there's an old saying that you're hiding behind the barn until the battle's over. And I think that's the thing, because it was your counties, Mr. Nielsen, that went ahead and got this thing going. No words then until Southern California popped in, until you felt that there was, enough cannon fire on your side to where you would be protected. But that's the abomination.
Up here, Terry, we call that all hat and no cow.
There it is.
They're cowards is what it is. They're cowards, plain and simple. They're cowards. They're afraid to stand up for their constituents. They would have an enormous amount of support if they stood up and did the right thing and were honorable and honest about it. But they're not, and everybody knows that, so they don't do anything other than collect their money and maintain their control. So by doing that, they're going to try to stay in power as long as they can at the expense of the taxpayer.
But we have to separate that.
One last thing. Patrick Henry once said, I have only the light of history to guide my feet. I can't know the future except by what's past. And when you look at that, you can see that these guys have grown into what Thomas Paine calls to have a separate agenda, a separate plan, separate purpose from the people they're supposed to represent. You know, you hired these guys to represent you, not corporate interests, not the Water Alliance, not the California Farm Bureau Federation, not the Metropolitan Water District. But I'll bet you if you looked at their calendar,
the meetings that they have with individual constituents are absolutely dwarfed by the number of meetings they have with lobbyists, special interests,
right.
union leaders, CalPERS, CalPERS, California Nurses Association, California Teachers Association, and so on. I pray that the Supreme Court will find correctly in the Janus case, because that will kick the tar out of the unions. Most of these union members are decent, good, liberty-minded people, and their money is being stolen for a communist, socialist agenda in California. And California has declared war on the United States of America and your liberty, and Jefferson is the only viable answer.
One last thing on that, Mark, that I want to add, and then we've got to go to Bob. Sorry to have you hanging, Bob, but he had some good stuff here. The one last thing I want to bring up about that is that Doug LaMalfa has stood up about this before Nielsen did. So even though, I mean, you know, I don't agree with everything our congressman does by any stretch of the imagination, but in this particular point, he was out from behind the barn a while ago, and Nielsen just got out from behind it. So with that, we need to go to Round Mountain Bob. Bob, are you there?
Yep.
Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Yeah, we're here, and thank you. You guys had some very important stuff, and I don't mind waiting for that. But, you know, yesterday on Pete Peter's program, I brought something up. And I'd like to start a protest or something. I'd like to get about 300,000 people together and go to Washington, D.C., in favor of our president and whoever else might be in Congress and support them and see if we get enough people there to support our president, if we could get rid of people like Sessions and Ryan and all them people that are just rhinos and killing our government, stopping America from becoming America again and being great. And I'd like to start something, and I'd like help, because I don't know how to start this, but by putting it on a radio, you know, I'd like to do something like that and get just a bunch of people back there to support our president.
That would be nice to see.
Well, yeah, and the one thing, and Bob, thank you for all you do, buddy. The one thing that we really have to look at with this is you've got to start this locally. I mean, we've got to get that going first.
Mm-hmm.
We do have 23 counties, and I know that we've gotten some great, great feedback from Mendocino County just over the last week on some young couples that want to really get something going over there again because they've been sort of dead in the water, just be honest about it. But the nice thing is that everybody's looking for liberty. And, you know, it goes back to that word conservative that Mark talked about. That's to conserve freedom and conserve liberty. We don't always have to agree on everything, and we certainly won't agree on everything, and that's okay, but we need to have the freedom and liberty to make sure that
we'd like to call this the American Liberty March.
Right. Well, that's good, and I agree, and I think it would be really good, and it'd be great if we could get half a million people back there. It'd be great.
Yes.
But in the interim,
because anything less than that is not going to help anything.
Right. But in the interim, as something like that happens, what we need to do is support locally and to push like we are with these 23 counties. So, anyway, Bob, thank you, brother, and I'll see you tomorrow.
You will see me tomorrow.
Yeah, and hey, don't forget,
you
need to bring the toothbrush, Pappy, you know what I mean? Bring the toothbrush, Pappy, right?
He's gone.
Mark, you there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Hello, can you hear me?
We can.
Yep, we can hear you now.
And there you are. So,
yeah, I agree with Bob's point. It would be nice. It'd be nice to get a million people. It'd be nice to get 50 million people. But I urge you, let's clean up our backyard first.
That's right.
You know, we need legitimacy, and we get legitimacy by winning the fight we're in now. So let's win the fight to gain the 51st state. Let's win the fight in California, no matter what that takes, to regain our liberty, whether it's through a lawsuit or through Jefferson or whatever. Let's win that fight locally, because if we don't win the fight locally, how do we think we're going to win a fight nationally?
That's right.
What we need to do is we need to win in our own backyard.
That's right.
each other states how we did it, and then go on from there and win nationally.
Yeah, Lexington was something that was done in our own backyard, wasn't it? And it was done by a few people in one particular colony. And you're absolutely right about that. Mark, my friend, we've got to go off to a break here. And as we go off to that, can you hang on through the last segment for us?
Sure.
Great. Okay. So our phone number is 605-4567, 605-4567, if you want to call in. David.
¿Qué pasa?
Time has come.
Para los 51 estados, gente mexicana.
I agree.
For 51.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Oliver, the award-winning musical adaptation of the classic Dickens novel, springs to life at the Cascade Theater with some of the most memorable characters and songs ever to hit the stage. April 19th to the 22nd and 26th to the 29th. Tickets on sale now at the Cascade box office by calling 243-8877 and online at cascadetheater.org.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
All right, we are back at it. Mm-hmm. Hey, what I'm going to kind of... go on the wave of what Mark was talking about a little bit ago as far as, you know, the work that needs to be done and has been done. We've been doing it locally. Keep in mind, we've been doing it locally since September 3rd, 2013, starting with Siskiyou County with Mark Baird. That's when they declared their separation from the state of California. But then the declaration was actually submitted in August of 14. So we've had declarations submitted to the state of California and the various offices down there stating from the counties that they want to separate from August 26th of 2014 to January 6th of 2016. So we had 21 counties declare they want to separate, not secede, separate from California for lack of representation and dilution of vote. So we've done the hard work. There was a lot of work that went into that. That's why it took so long. It took from, you know, the first time that Siskiyou County started that, September 3rd of 2013, until the last county coming in was Butte County, was December 30th, 2015. So you had over 2 years of work going into all these counties, all these 21 counties, of getting people to understand, figuring out what we're doing, why we're doing it, and how we're doing it. The collection of signatures was enormous, and I know that firsthand because our county has collected the most signatures, and we continue to do so because we have patriots that are out there doing the work, and that's what it takes. It takes work, and it takes constant vigilance of getting out there and speaking to the public, and like Mark said earlier, understanding the information and the material that you need to be able to convey to the public. They will ask you all kinds of questions, and you have to be able to understand how their questions apply to Jefferson or how Jefferson's application to their questions will work. And it all boils down to liberty. It all boils down to that. So it has been done as far as the format of where we started. That's the foundation of where we're going. And we build on that daily. And there's been so much work since then gone put into this by everybody in all the counties. And we have people from outside of California and outside of, well, outside of our counties, our 21 counties. We have two other counties that are coming on board as well. But we have people in those other counties and people in other states that are working diligently towards Jefferson. So know that it's not just a local little thing that's happening and we're in a bubble. It's not that at all. So keep that in mind. So I just wanted to put that out there because I'm looking at the declaration sheet that we've got running going through here, like I said, from September 3rd, 2013 to 12/30/2015 on all the counties, all 21 counties of what we've done and how we've done it. So I just wanted to put that out there so everybody would hear it and understand it.
Sounds good. And we have Greg Walsh on the line. Go ahead, Greg.
Good morning, Greg.
Are you there, Greg?
He's listening to us on the radio. He needs to turn his radio down.
Are you there, Greg?
Greg, turn your radio down.
Gregorio, escúchanos.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
No.
No, we can't hear you now. Got to get off speakerphone.
Yep. What are you doing? Are you driving?
He's driving.
Okay.
He's gone.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Go ahead. We got just a couple of minutes.
I'm driving to Reading right now, but I wanted to thank David for the coffee I'm drinking right now. What a gentleman. He mailed me a whole bunch of Italian coffee. But, you know, I love everything you guys are doing on your radio show. It's just so nice to get the accurate news. And the description or definition of a conservative that Mark just gave is spot on. But the one I like about progressives is that California is, you know, I like the word progress, but the progressives have destroyed that word, and currently California is suffering from a progressive disease that attacks every aspect of our lives, as you guys have mentioned. And but also there's on the next Saturday at the Capitol on the South Steps, we're going to have a Second Amendment rally. David's agreed to come talk. We're hoping Mark can come talk about the Second Amendment. And that meeting will be, that gathering will be from 11 to 3 o'clock this coming Saturday at the South Steps of the Capitol. And we're hoping for a good turnout there. We got Matt and Wendy from Butte County are putting this thing together for us. So we hope to see a lot of people there and, keep up the good work, you guys.
All right. Well,
thank you.
Thank you, Greg. Good luck and have fun and travel safely, buddy.
So remember, that's on the west steps of the Capitol, and yep, it will be on August the 14th, on Saturday, from 11 to 3. Folks, if you're down in that neck of the woods, support these guys with the Second Amendment. And Mark Baird, what say you, brother?
Well, I agree with Greg. And unfortunately, I just found out I can't be there. I have to leave for work on the 13th, but I wish I could be there because that's near. Oh, is it August or it's this weekend, right?
This weekend.
Yeah.
Next weekend.
I won't be there. I have to leave for work on the 13th. But you know, there again, it's that line in the sand thing. And you know, California is a government filled with liars. You know, you look at, and California is really funny because they won a case against the California Farm Bureau Federation trying to take our water away in Siskiyou County and in the rest of California as well by saying the plain text of the law is the way it has to be read. The plain text. That was California's position in the California Farm Bureau lawsuit. Well, here's the plain text of the Second Amendment. A well-regulated militia being necessary for a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That's the plain text of the Second Amendment.
There you go.
So how do you reconcile that, liars in Sacramento? How did the cheaters and liars in Sacramento reconcile that? The McDonald versus Chicago case says that the Second Amendment applies to the states because of the Equal Protection Act and the 14th Amendment. So how did the liars in Sacramento reconcile the fact that you have to go get a background check to buy ammunition, that you can't buy ammo cheaply on the internet anymore? You got to buy it, you have to have it sent to an FFL and pay a fee and go through a background check and get an ID card. How do the liars and cheats in Sacramento reconcile all of those facts with their little progressive agenda? You know, I mean, look, folks, what does it take for you? What does it take for us to get 50,000 people to show up at the Capitol and demand liberty in court, demand our day in court? What is it going to take? Handcuffs? Shackles? Chains? Someone comes to your house and takes your car keys because you're polluting the environment too much? Someone censors you on the radio, censors you on Facebook? Oh, wait a minute. They're already doing that stuff. Huh. What's it going to take, folks? Are you going to wake up? Are you going to wake up slaves in the country that your forefathers created for you?
We got 10 seconds, Mark.
That's it. That's all I got to say. The time has come for 51.
It has come. Amen. Mark, thank you so much.